Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you have stopped by this broadcast today, and I hope that you will be blessed on the topic that we will talk about today. And our topic today is guard your thoughts. And before we start, we'll have a few words of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come to you this morning just to say thank you. Lord, you've been so good. You've been so kind to each and every one of us, to hear it, Father, that's tuning in, to hear it, Father. Whatever means by phone, computer, iPod, to hear it, Father, we want to thank you, to hear it, Father, for the airwaves this morning, to hear it, Father. We thank you for the word, to hear it, Father, that will go forth and be shared throughout the world. To hear it, Father, we want to thank you for this opportunity, to hear it, Father. Because it had not been for you, Lord, where would we be this morning? Lord, we give you praise. We give you honor. We ask you to take care of people everywhere, Lord, not just in our city, but everywhere, here, throughout the land, dear Heavenly Father. Cover our president and his family, the vice president, every cabinet maker, dear Heavenly Father. Cover them with the blood of Jesus, Lord. Let them do nothing without consulting you first, dear Heavenly Father. On whatever situation, whatever problem arise, dear Heavenly Father, let them get connected with you, dear Heavenly Father. And we're going to give you the praise. We're going to give you the honor. In Jesus Christ's holy name, amen, amen, amen. Well, today, the topic is guard your thoughts. You know, so many of us from time to time can let our thoughts just wander off, and people say, what's wrong? What are you doing? Your mind is running here, running there, your thoughts. Sometimes, you know, your thoughts is on one thing, but somebody else will try to make you think your thoughts on something. But you know personally what your mind and your thoughts on. So today, we're going to talk a little bit about guard your thoughts. And I thank my guests that have come on. And anytime y'all want to speak, just press 1 on your keypad. And I will bring you in because this is a wonderful topic. And I can use everybody's input today on guard your thoughts. Because one person don't have it all. It takes a village to raise a child. Well, it takes a village to bring everybody up to where God wants us to be. Thank you, Lord. First of all, I put down guard. Guard means to watch and take care, to protect. When you're going to guard your thoughts, you got to watch and take care what's going into your mind, what's going on around your mind. And thoughts, that's an action or a process of thinking, an opinion or belief in the mind. It starts in the mind. The thought starts in the mind. And so many people today are walking around with good thoughts, bad thoughts. But the thought started in the mind. And you know, when you guard your thoughts, you create the world you live in. And as I'm reminded in Philippians 4:7, it's saying the peace of God which is passes all understanding shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. You know, if your thought life is a mess, you have created a solid pathway for sin. Did you know that? I'm going to say that again. If your thought life is a mess, you have created a solid pathway for sin. You know, sin can come in so easily in the mind. You can be sitting there, and all of a sudden the enemy will plant something in your thought pattern. You know, Miss So-and-so passed you and didn't even speak. Mr. So-and-so, Miss So-and-so may not have even seen you at the time, but your thought, your mind will go completely negative. It will shut off from what it should have been, and just that quick, it's in the mind. You know, it's extremely important to control your thoughts and only what you want into your mind. God created you with something by which you can guard and protect your thoughts. And that is the special thing you was given is your will. You know you have a will to think and to do. God gave you a will. And if you want to do and think positive things, you're going to do positive things. You will think positive things. You will not walk around always thinking and talking negative. You're going to talk and think positive. If you want life, things in your life to change, you got to change your way of thinking. That starts in the mind. That's the thought. And if you put a bad thought in your mind, that bad thought will linger with you. But if you start replacing it with the word of God, with the truth of the word of God, and putting in your mind what God would have you and not junk, you'd be surprised how far you will go. Your will is the very organ by which you can control your mind. You can choose what you receive into your mind. And as I was going through that on the thought, you know, which means to consider, to ponder, to reason. And then I went right on over to the word of God. And Mark chapter 2, verse 6 through 8, and the word of God say, not me, the word of God say, it's in your Bible if you have not tore your pages out. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts. Verse 7 says, why does this man thus speak blaspheming? One can forget sin, but God only? Who can forgive sin, but God only? Forgive me. And verse 8 says, and immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your heart? My. Here God was speaking to them, letting them know what they were saying, what they was trying to do within their heart. Then I go right on over to my next chapter, which was in Matthew, the 12th chapter, in the 33rd verse. And I'm thinking about, as I read now, in my mind, the thought, and start in the mind, you have to guard it. And as I read, I thought of the heart. Either make the tree sound, healthy and good, and its fruit sound, in Matthew 12 and 33, or make the tree rotten, dead and bad, and its fruit rotten, diseased and bad. For the tree is known and recognized and judged by its fruit. Okay, when I thought about that, thought of the heart. The Bible say a tree is known by its fruit, and the same tree is true of you. You can look at a person's attitude and know what kind of thinking is prevailed in his or her life. A sweet, kind person does not have to be mean, vindictive, or have vindictive thoughts. By the same token, a truly evil person does not have good or loving thoughts. I have a guest that would like to come on. Let me bring them right on in. Oops. Wait a minute, guest. Good morning, guest. You're now on the air.
I bless this point. And what a rich topic you have. This morning, God, your thoughts. It's in your thought life where everything goes on.
All right.
Function goes on in your thought life. And then if you're oppressed, oppression comes into your thought life. I found an interesting verse that says, Psalms 139 verse 2.
Amen.
Psalms 139 verse 2. Thou knowest my downsitting and my uprising. Thou knowest my thoughts are far off. He's saying, you know, God knows your thoughts are far off. Proverbs 15:26 says, the thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord. You have to guard your thoughts. But the words of the pure are pleasant in his word.
All
right. Isaiah 55:7. One of my favorite chapters in the Bible, the 55th chapter of Isaiah, it said, let the wicked forsake way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord.
You've got
to forsake your ungodly, unrighteous thoughts in order for God to speak to you.
That's right.
It's in your mind. It's in your mind.
That's right.
It's in your mind. It's in your mind. That's where it all starts, with that in your hand.
Oh, thank you so much, Bishop Barnett. Thank you so much. That is so true. And I hope our listeners was going along with you in the chapters that you was getting given in the verse, because each one of those are so true. And like you were saying, it begins in the mind. That's why I had broke down God and thoughts, because it starts with the belief in the mind. And I mean, as you was reading about Proverbs, I went over, to Proverbs 2:3-7. And I was reading also, too, yea, if thou carest after knowledge, and lifted up the voice for my understanding, if thou seest her as silver and search for her as for hid treasure, then shall thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the kingdom, of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, and out of his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous, for he's a buckler to them that walk uprightly, and allow it to have an impact on your life. For as you think it in your heart, so are you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I mean, when he gave me this topic, guard your thoughts, I say, start with me, Lord. Let my thoughts be right. Let me do what you say do. Go ahead, Bishop. You have something you want to say?
We've got to also remember, just like you said, you are a product of what goes on in your mind. What's down in your mind, if it's wickedness, if it's carnality, what's in your mind is going to soon come out.
Yes.
So you've got to, God, you've got to practice going to your mind and saying, Lord, work on my mind.
Yes.
Lord, strengthen my mind. You've got to ask God to touch my mind, God. Help me to think. Romans, the first chapter, verse 21. Romans, the first chapter, verse 21.
Okay.
And it talks about vain imagination. It reads that because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And their heart was darkened.
Mm-hmm.
Vain in their imagination. And I think that deals with the homosexual 19, 20, 21.
Mm-hmm.
But it also deals with each one of us. We can become vain in our imagination. And
okay.
Our heart can become foolish.
Mm.
Our heart can become foolish. Vain in our imagination. I believe Ephesians 4:17 says, Here's how I say, and I said from the Lord, that henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in vanity of their minds, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through ignorance because of blindness of heart.
Oh,
your heart is blind and your understanding is dark. You got to correct that to get your mind to functioning in the right place.
Yes.
And that's it. It all starts with your head.
Yes.
It doesn't start with your hands stealing or your body committing adultery. It starts in your head. Therefore, you have to guard what comes into the ear gate. Into ears. You got to guard what comes into your eye gate, into your eyes.
Yes.
You got to guard what comes into those because it will affect your mind. It will affect your thought pattern. It will affect whether or not you're going to remain close to God or not.
Yes.
It will affect what goes into your eye gate, what goes into your ear gate. It will affect your mind. And it causes you not to guard your ears, not to guard your mind.
Yes, yes.
Not to guard thoughts.
Yes, Lord. Oh, Bishop, I really thank you for that. And I know the listeners that's listening now or be listening later on, they will really appreciate that because that's coming strictly from the Word of God and explaining it and breaking it down. I thank you so much. And as you were saying that, it started in the mind. We have to discipline our thoughts. You know, as we go through this life, troubles are a part of life. But God has provided a powerful way for you and I to free ourselves of the worry, anxiety, and normal accomplish our problems. But, you know, God wants good things for our life. But we must cooperate with Him by carefully choosing what we think and speak. By speaking negative words, you are invited negative experiences. But when you speak positive, faith-filled words, you can expect to receive the goodness of God. You know, yes, times of trouble are inevitable, but it's during these times when you have the opportunity to discipline your thoughts and words. You know, obey God and exercise and stretch your faith. When you choose discipline, you are choosing life. And that's what we have to do. We have to discipline our thoughts and our words. We just can't just blot out anything in and every time and in and every way because we feel, you know, we can do it. We need to, it starts in the mind, we need to be meditating on things. When something comes to our mind and we know it's not right and it's not lining up with our heart, we need to disband that. Just get rid of that junk right then. Because we want to have a clean heart. We want to have a renewed mind and the understanding that God has given us. And as reading the Word, we want to know what the Word is saying. When we go to the Word, we want to have a clean thought pattern in our head, our mind, so we can receive the Word of God. Even when somebody else is giving it, we're reading it for ourselves. Say, okay, God, open up my mind for me to receive what you would have me. Don't let me just go around empty-headed, as some of the children would say. But let me guard what I hear, what go on in my mind. You know, love. We need to have love with our thoughts, to love one another and not to hate. No matter, you know, I think about that portion of how can I say I love Jesus who I've never seen. But I passed my sisters and brothers, and I got it in my mind, so I don't like them. And they have never did me nothing. Don't even know their name. You done let that thought already manifest in your mind. And at Proverbs 2, 3, and 7 says, say, two, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You know, we make ooh, Jesus, you know, we make a mistake when you have the opportunity that your thoughts don't affect other people. They do. Because your thoughts, you can be thinking something and say something to a person way off in left field and have that person so wounded when you come out of your mouth what you just thinking. And God know already what you thinking. That other person may not know what you thinking, but your action will show it. You know, you have the opportunity, you know, the opinion that your thoughts don't affect others, but people, you often feel the thought of others. They can feel your thoughts. Your thoughts not only affect others, they also affect you in a most amazing way. You know, this verse in Proverbs teaches you that you become what you think. If you think loving thoughts, you become loving. But often you think things about people that you would never say to them. How many times you know people have done that? You personally, each and every one of us, have done that sometime or another in our life. We have thought of something like that in a, maybe in a moment, in a split second, that was not right, not realizing that even your thoughts could affect them. You know, it is virtually impossible to treat people in a loving way if you are thinking angry thoughts about them. That is so true. I got so much bad thoughts in my mind against somebody. When you come across that person, they're going to be able to tell it. But if you got loving thoughts, kind words, you're going to show it. You're going to display it. You know, and it is possible to sin in thoughts. People can sin, like you was reading earlier, Bishop Barnett, on talking about the sin and the things that you start in your mind, the homosexual, the other lifestyle, the different things people are doing, lying. Sin is sin. No matter how big, how little another person thinks, sin is sin. And it starts in the mind. If you start in your mind, you're going to fornicate, do adultery and stuff. You started it in your mind, your thought went on it. You didn't dismiss that. So, you know, it's possible to sin in thoughts, word or deed. So if you want to be a loving person, you must choose to think good thoughts about other people. Learn to love with your thoughts. It will be good for you and others that you love with your thoughts. Because, I mean, as I was reading the word and going from different verses in the Bible and the chapters and things, I had the only way to guard your thoughts is to use the will to allow what you want into your mind. To have good thoughts, you need to use the will that God. You have a will to do things that's not of God. I thought about so many people right now in their mind to guard their mind. If somebody speak to you, say poverty, it produced poverty. Once you put that in your vocabulary, you're going to feel you can't come out of that profit mentality because you got that in your thought pattern. You're going to talk everything poverty. No. Lack. Because you don't have a job today don't mean you ain't going to have one this afternoon. You got to keep your mind positive thought because that didn't work out this particular time. So, okay, God, I'm not giving up. I'm going to give you praise anyhow. I'm going to worship you anyhow because I know I'm keeping my mind clear. I don't care what the enemy or nobody else is saying. You said in your word, this is what you said. I'm calling you back on what you said, what you give me, Lord, and I'm going to keep my thought pattern clean. Health. You know, so many people are starting their mind with guarding their thoughts. If the doctor say you got cancer, you're going to go home and wear yourself to death or you got cancer. Did God say you had cancer? It started with the mind. What triggered you to start? Next thing you know, you start worrying with this problem. You start worrying with that problem. And you're having this and you're having that. Before you actually know, you probably will end up with it. But if you say, I rebuke that spirit, I rebuke that thought right now, I'm walking in divine health. I'm walking divine healing. I will not take for myself. I didn't take what the doctors was telling me on some situation just this week. I said, oh, no, God, I'm in good health. I'm in my pressure is good. This is good. I will walk. I will do this. And I got up and proved them out a lot because I had it in my mind. As the word of God said in Philippians, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And that's the way I'm believing. It's the belief, the mind, and the thought. Wealth. We can have wealth. People feel like they can't be wealthy. Just because if you on a dead-end job right now, put in your mind, I'm just going to leave it. I'm going to get something better. Lord, it's nothing going to go on today without you and I. And if I give it to you and do what you say do, I can have and eat the fat of the land. So that means you can walk in divine wealth. It's your thinking. It's the way you think it, what you done put in your mind. If you put junk in it, you're going to receive junk. But if you could put good things in your mind, that's what you're going to receive. You know, abundance attracts abundance. If you around people constantly that's getting abundance, you working with them, you in the same mind frame, you in the same spirit, for you, the more you give away, the more God is giving to you. But if you're living and thinking on a poverty and a lack mentality, no, you won't reach that plateau. But you will if you follow the instruction of the word of God. Everything that we need is in the word of God. He let us know in every chapter in this Bible, by God in your thoughts, he let you know. Don't listen to the winds and to the waves, but listen to my word. You can't feast everywhere. You can't sit everywhere and take everything everybody's saying. You got to hear what the Holy Ghost is saying. You got to listen to what God is saying and what God say do. You have something you want to say, Bishop Barnett?
Well, Kathy, I
want to
say Karen, everybody who's been guardianship over you is to teach your children how to guard their fault. Every Bible class you're teaching. Everybody who you place an authority over, you have to teach them actual principles how to guard your thought life.
Yeah.
You have been, I think it's the weapons of our welfare are not carnal. That scripture was dealt down below that, it says, cast down imaginations and will break that and will exalt himself against God. You have to teach people how to cast down.
Mm-hmm.
You have to teach them, you have to remind them. It's just as a principle. If you taught your children the ABCs, you got to teach them also how to guard their thoughts.
Yes.
Some of you out there are raising your grandchildren. You got to do the same thing. Or you may not see your grandchildren, but every once a month on the weekend. But you got to teach them to guard their thoughts.
Yes.
It's the thought life that brings life or death to you. It is your thought life. We're back in your hands.
Amen. Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. And you know, as I think you may have read this one on Ephesians 4:23, that, you know, be constantly renewing in the spirit of your mind. That means having a fresh and a mental and a spiritual attitude. You know, we got to think good thoughts on purpose. On purpose. I refuse to think negative today. I refuse to put anything in my mind that is not of God. And, you know, when we know that when God has renewed our mind and a fresh attitude, we can choose to make right decisions. For instance, we know that love is not necessarily a feeling but a choice. We must also choose to think good thoughts about other people. Take a moment and think good thoughts about someone you know. And see how much better you feel. Thinking good thoughts open the doors for God to manifest his good plan in your life. So if you haven't been working with the Holy Spirit, to break the old patterns, you know, old through patterns, and form new ones, it's time to get started. Think good thoughts about people on purpose. And as your attitude starts to change toward others, your relationship will also start to change for the better. You know, a lot of people hadn't thought about that. You know, your thoughts about people on purpose. You know, start thinking good thoughts of people. Don't think the worst thing when you see a person. Automatically your mind go to blah, you know. You start judging that person. You start putting them in this category, category. They're God's people. They're God's children, just like we are. That means we are to love them. We are to think good thoughts. Even in the midst of something that they may have did, we all have did something. We all have said something that we can go to God and repent. But it starts in the mind. It's guarding your mind. And as Bishop was saying, you know, we think about the children and the things that they're doing today. It's going to take the parents, neighbors, to lead them in the right direction. You know, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, said he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. The morsel which thou hast eaten shall thou vomit up and loose thy sweet word. You know, we have to think positive. We have to keep our mind stayed on Jesus. We got to do what the words say. And today, each and every one of us, whoever's listening to the program, whether it's morning, noon, or night, guard your thoughts, because it's so important. And we have another caller on. Caller, did you want to say something today on it? We thank Bishop Barnett for coming on today. He had to leave. But we thank our other caller for still being on the air. And if you decide you want to say something, all you do is press number one on your keypad. We'll be glad to hear from you today. Praise the Lord.
Yes, I have a scripture to share real quick. Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9.
Where he says, all right.
Thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts and your thoughts. In other words, God's thoughts, they are higher than our thoughts. And also, some other scripture was Philippians 4, and verse 8. Finally, my brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. So this right there is telling us what to think on. We have to think on the things of God. We have to think on things that are pure, that are just, that are honest, and things that are lovely. So he's telling us how to think. So you got to have, so even how to think, how you got to think as Christ thinks.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
And also, I also had Romans 2:10-5. What the bishop was talking about. Let me tell you that just for a second.
Amen. Go ahead. You can go ahead and do it.
Okay. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Casting down imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringeth into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. In other words, we have to be obedient to the things of God, and even when the enemy brings bad thoughts on our mind, that they have to cast those thoughts now. That we are not supposed to listen to the voice of the enemy.
Amen.
The only thing we can listen to is the Spirit of God. We have to listen to God's voice, and we're going to listen to His voice. And His voice is by His word. And so even when the enemy try to bring a thought to us, that we have to cast those thoughts, we have to cast those imagination down. Hey, we got to think on the things that are pure, love, the things of good report. So He's teaching us in His word how for us to think. And even as we said, title to the today as God, not thoughts, even with this, we have to guard everything around us about it. Even He gave the definition as a guard means to watch and to take us. So even with that, we have to guard our mind.
Yes, yes.
And even I think about also time the Bible, even for Isaiah 23, He said, "Let this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus." So in other words, we should have the same mind as Christ has.
Mm-hmm.
That we should have the mind of Christ. And then, like I said, the only way that we should know what kind of mind Christ has is like spending time and studying his word. And so if we can think like him and do the things what he had done. So I think this is a pretty good topic because people don't know, even with that, even having the mind of Christ, even having Romans say, hey, we have to renew our mind daily. The only way our mind can be renewed is by spending time from the word of God. But that's all I have for right now. God bless.
Oh, amen. Well, I want to thank you, Minister Tanya, from Tulsa, Oklahoma, for coming on and sharing that with our audience today. For whoever may listen in later on, we thank you, because we thank those that's listening in right now that may never have called in. I'm hoping this topic today will help each and every person, though, guard in your thoughts, because that is so important. Because when we go to thinking evil things in our minds, we'll start acting out evil. Our attitudes would change toward people and everything. And then if we're not studying and into the word of God and having a fellowship with kindred mind, where would we be, Minister Tanya?
Hmm.
Where would we be? What would we be doing? Because we need to keep our mind on heavenly things. Not meaning that we can't see or do things earthly, but I mean our mind should be so in tune on the word of God, to when junk come around, we can distinguish when the enemy is lurking about. But if we're not in the word, studying the word, reading these scriptures, applying these scriptures to our life,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, we don't want to make the choice. We can do choice to think good or think bad.
Mm-hmm.
We got to keep our focus, and we got to know where our focus at. God is just so good. I thank him for this topic today. I thank you. We have a few minutes left, but I thank God for you coming on today. And Bishop Barnett, he had to leave, you know. And a few little things more I had was the only way to guard your thoughts is to use the will to only allow what you want into your mind. Your mind is a good mind, and which is a goal mind. Why would you let thoughts come into it that rob you of a life of abundance? If you have a chance to be a wealthy woman, Minister Tanya, why would you let junk come in there to stop you from getting the blessings that God had for you? You wouldn't do it, would you?
No, ma'am.
All right. And that's what we're trying to get those today that tune into the program today on guarding your thoughts. You know, in Psalms 104:34, it says, my meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. In other words, I hope my thoughts will please you, pleasing God, because you are the one who make me glad. You know, we go before God. Our thoughts will please him when we do what he tells us to do. And, I mean, today I'm guarding my thoughts. I am actually really trying to keep my thoughts right.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to put negative thoughts up there in that mind. I'm going to keep where I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. No matter what challenges we're going to be facing in the next day or next week or so, or the next 2 weeks, we got to keep our mind stayed on Jesus. Keep it on the word of God. When that mind starts looking like it might be wanting to go to left field, hurry up, get a range on that mind. Just like you're pulling a horse and you got that bit and bridle around it. Pull it. Wait a minute. No. The word of God says, just start repeating the word of God, these scriptures. It not only in your spirit, just start saying them out loud till it become a part of your everyday life.
Yeah.
Because the more we say them, the more they're going to help us. Just like I know we were, you know, we started out reciting Psalms 91, Psalms 27, and we went on and on and on to different ones. That was, you know, we know this was instructing us. You know, this was teaching us. This was guiding us. You know, so when we speak with someone, we want to make sure we're speaking with the mind of Christ. We don't want no junk all up in our mind and you know, just doing the same or any kind of thing. But we want our life to display Christ no matter where we are or who we with. I have a caller just come on. Good morning, caller. You're now on the air.
Good morning, woman of God. This is Pastor Stephen Amaker.
Hi, Pastor Amaker. How you doing?
Very well. Very well.
Praise God.
Yeah, I'm just, we've been quite busy this morning, but I just got a chance to listen just the last couple of minutes here. And as you're talking about thoughts, there's a saying that says, I can't stop the birds from flying over my head, but I can stop them from building a nest in my hair. And then the Bible says, let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart, the meditation, what I think about in my heart, be accepted unto you, unto God. And like you say, you know, thoughts going to come. They're going to come. But how far are you going to go with them? Are you going to cut them off?
All right.
On meditating and thinking about it and let it take root in your spirit. Let it take root in your mind. Because even so, in that leads to sin.
Uh-huh.
That leads to sin. Jesus said, watch this. Okay, let's take it more a little more closer here. Jesus said, if you, in your heart,
mm-hmm.
sit there and commit, you can, you, what do you say? If you commit adultery in your heart with a person, you have already done that. And so for you to sit and imagine and think about you in the bed and what it's like and what's going on and what that person, all these things, if you sit there, Jesus said, you've already committed adultery. You don't have to do the act. You've already done it in your mind. And so, mm-hmm. so as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So, mm-hmm. so a lot of stuff is in the mind. It's in the mind. And we have to sanctify our minds.
Yeah.
Sanctify our thoughts. Sanctify mm-hmm. our hearts and our spirit so that it'll be pleasing unto God. Thank you, Overseer.
Thank you so much, Pastor Amaker, for coming on and sharing those wonderful words. Thank you so much for taking out your busy schedule, because I know you're a busy man traveling up and down the countryside preaching and teaching the word of God. But I thank God for you this morning for stopping by and sharing with little old me and joy and peace outreach this morning. I just thank you, because you know God is just so good. When he gave me this topic, I said, okay, God, you direct me on what to say to the people, how to say it. Let me go from scriptures to Heavenly Father. Don't let flesh have no part in it, to Heavenly Father. You just work this thing. You work this thing in my mind, in my thought pattern, to Heavenly Father, where I can write it down so I can remember to say what you want me to say. You know, God, your thoughts, that is just mm-hmm. so awesome this morning. And I hope everybody that will tune into this broadcast, even for the first time, we'll get something out of this message today on guard your thoughts. Because, you know, when you guard things that's good and not evil, and when you think, you know, in your heart that's not right. Ah, Jesus. Did anybody have a few more minutes? Anybody else want to say anything? Ah, Jesus.
Well, you know, you have to, because the devil is always going to sprinkle seeds of iniquity, seeds of doubt, seeds of,
mm-hmm.
he's always sowing. But what are we doing to combat? The Bible says resist him and he will flee from you. When he came to Jesus, after Jesus just came off the fast, and he came to Jesus and he said, and what was Jesus' response? To the thoughts that the devil put in his mind, the thoughts that he tried to sow into the mind of Jesus. Jesus went to the Word, and
mm-hmm.
so you know, when we're sitting around thinking about these things, what does the Word say about it? What does the Word tell us about that? And then if you don't know, then get your Bible and find out. But don't entertain. Don't entertain what's going on. A lot of things that we see that's going on in the world, it has manifested itself from a thought.
Uh-huh.
Be it negative or positive. This senator out of New York, he had to be thinking about this kind of stuff. put himself on the internet like that. He had to think it and think it through and really meditate on it, and then he acted on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look where the devil got him. Look where the devil, his whole political career, and then they were trying to groom, they were considering grooming him for president, future president of the United States. Now, he's done. Because of what he has happened. This jury court case is going on. This young lady thought and meditated, and they say they even came back and looked at her computer and see what she was trying to make chloroform to put her daughter to sleep, and she put too much, and now the daughter died. And so now, when she thought about it. What could we do? Watch this. What more could we do as the body of Christ if we were to think on those things? What does the Bible say? Think on these things. What is pure? What is good? These are the things that we need to meditate on. What can I do for God? Meditate, not what God can. And not what God do for me. What are you thinking of? You're just always thinking about what can God do for me? And you never say, God, what can I do for you? He said, watch this. All right. Watch this. The scripture says, I will give you power to get well. What does that mean? He said, that means I will give you the idea, the thought that can make you wealthy. But because your mind is cluttered with all kind of other stuff, then you never think according to what God will have you to think about so that you can do some things for yourself.
Yes,
the souls are dying. God, I want to preach. You only want to preach in the cathedral. You don't want to preach in the hospital room. You don't want to preach in Walmart. You don't want to preach on the corner. You don't want to, but I need somebody to call me and let me come into this church and preach. Come on, you got souls flying all around you in your neighborhood.
That's
I'm
right.
Let it shine on my job, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Y'all sing that song. You said
that's
it.
Right. That's right.
I'm going to let it shine, but it ain't shining. Watch this. The only place it shines is in the church. Well, we don't need no lights in the church because we got plenty of light. We need light out there in the dark.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
The light is in the dark. You're the light of the world, not the light of the church. Jesus don't need us to be the light. He's the light in the church.
That's right.
We shine to outshine each other in the church. But you go outside in the world, you don't say nothing to nobody. Nobody knows Jesus. You won't minister. You won't witness. You won't do anything. But then you always, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. Lord, do this, do this, do this. That's when y'all go do something for me for a change.
All right.
Do something for me. Because it is always, it's okay.
Praise God. Thank you.
You got a husband or wife, and that person is always doing for you, and you're never doing for them. It's a two-way street. You
all
do
right.
for me, you. And then even so, if you don't do for me, I'm still going to do for you. But the thoughts is messed up. You won't think that way. Well, he won't do nothing for me, so that's why I ain't doing nothing for him. Well, you're not even a mature adult. Never mind a Christian, you're not even a mature adult. Because you want to do things and watch this. Jesus said, what is it when you do for somebody and they do something? Do for somebody and not looking for something back.
That's
when
right.
Start doing it.
There you go. You just said the magic word. Because there's so many people, you do something for them, they're looking for something in return. But when
you
do from your heart and do it unto God, you don't have to, God will reward you in due time. You don't have to, well, I did this for me, and they never did that. Don't worry about what they haven't done. You do what God has commanded you to do. Jesus. Ooh-wee. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus,
thank
you. Thank you for your word this day, Lord, on God, your thoughts. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ooh, we have 4 minutes left. Did anybody want to say any closing remarks, anything? Because I thank God for every person that came on today and shared with this topic on God, your thoughts, because everybody don't have it all. If somebody else can add a little bit more wood on that fire to help it burn a little bit longer to get to where we need to be, because we all supposed to be going the same way, going to heaven, working our way to heaven. And we thanking God for every nugget that we get here, every understanding, every word. Thank you, Jesus.
Well,
thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Who's the young lady that I hear in the background there?
Sir?
Who's the other young lady I hear in the background
there? That's Minister Tanya out of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay. God bless you, woman of God.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Yes,
Lord. I'm talking about this lesson today. It was just a good lesson. I mean, how to give us a lot to think about, how we got to think of. Even with the title as in by God and our thoughts. I mean, that's a lot for us to do every day. And not only that, I just really believe how that is a now word for the season. You know, a lot of people don't know how to think. And so one thing I'm learning every day is how we got to think for, how we have to think and meditate on His word, how we have to think how we got to think how Jesus thought, and then so how we gonna know the way He thought is through His word. And so that is so important about how we got to guard our thoughts and how we have to guard our minds. And so, up in the season of time for that we're living in, that is so important for right now. But I mean, the other enemy, he can have our mind come over up on left field, about doing other stuff that's not going along with the word of God. And so, even with that, you got to know how to do things that are pleasing in order to please up into the things of God. So, I really thought that was a critical lesson on today about God and our thoughts. So that, in other words, that is very important for us to up in the time and season.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And some things we just embarked on, Minister Tanya, you and I, we know we got to guard our thoughts.
That's it.
We got to really guard our thoughts and our mind. We have to know. We're going to have to know. We can't shake and fake. We can't bake. We can't play. We going in for the kill. We going in to take back.
We used to go to battle anyway. So even going into the battle, they have to be prepared to go to the body. Even off the name of the army, even if they're going to body, they have to go to boot camp first. How they have to get trained. You know what I'm saying? And we have to be trained for spiritually.
That's right.
We have to go off the body, and then even off the body, how the Bible says, for whipping up our walker, they're in our corner with their mind through God's control out of strongholds and other even when the enemy comes. But that's why the Bible's up in His word, to put on the whole arm of God, and so you can be able to stand against the lies of the devil. You know what I'm saying? Even one thing with the enemy, you don't fight fire. You don't fight
fire
at all. But even if you're going up in a battle, the Lord and the Holy Spirit, he is going to prepare his children for the ones who spend time in prayer, for the ones who spend time off on his word. So yeah, he prepares every day for the battle.
Yes. Ooh, thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. I thank you for this word today. God, your thoughts. And I want to thank my special guests that came on and shared in with this topic today, because this show would not have been without each and every one of y'all putting the input on this show. And I thank God for it, because He had already predestined who would come on and who would talk about God, your thought. He had already put in to each and every one of you what He had for y'all to say. And I thank God today. I want to give Him praise, give Him glory,
Hallelujah.
And thank God for being men and women and servant of God, coming before to guard your thoughts and to know what God is saying in this hour.
Yes.
Until next week, we only have 9 seconds left, and until next week, we have another exciting topic for next week, and I hope if y'all available, y'all will be able to tune in for it next week, because we have another real good one that the Lord gave me. And so we're going to be working on that. But y'all have a wonderful and a blessed day. I've got to run on out here. I'm on my way to the prison for training. for chaplaincy, so I've got my paperwork and my and all my stuff is in. My hours are in, so I'm still training in some area. So I ask y'all to keep me lifted up in prayer because I'm going in where the enemy's off, where I have to fight warfare. So y'all keep me up before the Lord as I venture out again today.
Amen, amen.
Amen. And I love each and every one of you all. And y'all have a wonderful and a blessed day in the Lord.
You too.
And I hope to see you, Pastor Amica, in another week, I hear. Okay, then. I'll talk with y'all later. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you so much.